Hey, this is Nikki Rapp, the voice of Lily from Telltale's The Walking Dead, and you're listening to Entertainment Talk's The Walking Dead UK podcast.
Welcome to the Walking Dead UK podcast. It's Entertainment Talk's podcast for Fear the Walking Dead on AMC. I'm your host Matthew, and this is for Season 6, Episode 14, called Mother. Just before I get into my thoughts on the episode, I want to give Nikki Rapp a big thank you. As you heard in the intro, she's done a voiceover for us at Entertainment Talk. And yeah, it's pretty cool. She's done a few different takes of it as well, so I can choose some sort of like slightly different options in the future, because we're going to be covering a lot of Walking Dead stuff in the future as well, and of course the rest of this season and that sort of thing. But just wanted to give her a big thank you for the really excellent voiceover intro that she's done, which I'm going to combine with the actual theme tune intro that we've got. So yeah, thank you, Nikki, for doing that. Very much so. I thought this episode was good. Yeah, good. Not like anything amazing, not anything terrible, not anything even really bad. See, the funny thing about this episode to me is there's certain things. I mean, there's one overall kind of question I have in the episode, which is why does no one just like not shoot Teddy and just drive off in the episode? That's my one big and kind of, not my only complaint, but that's my one big kind of complaint and question about the episode. Because he establishes, I mean, he talks about a lot of things in the episode. There's two things that Teddy establishes in this episode. One, if you shoot me, it won't matter, because Riley's the one that's got the key for this nuclear bomb thing. And two, he isn't going to tell anyone, like, he's completely refusing to tell anyone where that key is anyway, so there's nothing you really need from him, and he's just an annoying character. But then again, he's supposed to be an annoying character. Like, I hate him. I think he's a awful, annoying character, but not in terms of me complaining about him being an awful, annoying character. He is supposed to be. You know, him blabbing on about, like, oh, mother this and mother that, and, oh, Alicia, you remind me of my mother, and all this sort of other nonsense, and the end is the beginning, and all this sort of, like, cult kind of ideology that he's got. You know, I don't think it's, I think it's a pretty decent idea for the character. I don't like the character, but I feel like I'm supposed to not like the character, so good job with that, I suppose. But yeah, there was just so many chances and opportunities where he was like, okay, this thing's still going to go ahead, it doesn't matter what you do to me. In fact, at one point in the episode, he's like, hey, yeah, you probably should just like shoot me, you know, because it won't really make much difference. So yeah, because he even says to Riley near to the end of the episode, you know, oh, it's fine if they shoot me, because like, you're sort of like next in line, because like we saw at the start of the episode, I think it was near the start of the episode, Riley got given the all-important key, so it doesn't matter, it literally doesn't matter if Teddy gets shot or not. But just in terms of how annoying he is, and how many times a character points a gun at him in this episode, I don't know why no one shot him. Cole could have shot him multiple times, Alicia and Dakota could have killed him multiple times. Alicia obviously could have shot him at the end, but Dakota sort of changed her mind. So that's my one just kind of question. Is it because there's no point in shooting him? Like, okay, if you kill him, it won't really make a difference. And if you keep him alive, it won't really make a difference. But he's kind of a bit of a nuisance, so why don't you just kind of get rid of him? That was my thinking in the episode anyway. So maybe there's some reasons about it. You know, maybe it's because of what I mentioned a minute ago, which is that if you do actually just shoot him, it won't make any difference. And he himself is fine with that, and he himself knows that Riley's got the key, so it doesn't matter if he dies. I just thought that the characters would have wanted to, because he's an annoying nuisance. So, yeah. But speaking of other things, a couple of decent little zombie set pieces. Not the best that we've seen in The Walking Dead, but as I said, I think it was last week or week before's podcast. I think it was last week's podcast, where I have kind of said, hey, can you just kind of throw a couple of zombies in there for the characters to kill? This episode is kind of what I meant by that, which is just, yeah, the zombies are a bit kind of a nuisance themselves in the episode, which that's what kind of what they're supposed to be in this world. You know, ultimately, your ultimate enemy in these types of worlds is going to be the people that you come across. Can you trust them? Obviously, we have a big thing about that with Cole in this episode. Like, can you trust them? And, like, you know, all that kind of trust and survival kind of issues that you might come across. And zombies are just kind of a thing that gets in your way. So I did actually quite like how zombies were used in this episode. The amount that we got was, it was fine. It was good enough for me. But that's kind of what I want these shows to do, or Fear more so than maybe some of the others, to do that a little bit more. Just like, you know, we've got characters on the road a lot in this episode as well. I mean, they're literally kind of walking along this long road at one point in the episode, aren't they? When Cole and his team has got them, held hostage at gunpoint, and a couple of zombies are just thrown in. I thought it was pretty good. It wasn't like, you know, groundbreaking entertainment, but it was good fun. I had good fun with what they did with the walkers in the episode. But yeah, them kind of just being sort of a nuisance along the road, I thought that worked fairly well. So I was relatively actually happy with that. The start of the, going back to sort of the start of the episode as well, with some other points to talk about, we do get to see Teddy's, I guess, his backstory. Not really his backstory, more of just sort of where was he when this all kind of started. Sophia kind of going back a little bit to the drawing board with that, because let's not forget that was the whole idea of the show in the first place, was to show how things started. That lasted about two episodes, and then we never really saw it ever again. And then Walking Dead World Beyond did that for almost all 10 episodes, or at least about 6 or 7 of them, of last season, and did a much, much better job of it. So we saw a little bit of that. You know, he was in prison for killing people. And, you know, I'll give the character some credit. He is built to be a character that you're not supposed to like. Some people might find him kind of cool and interesting or whatever. He's an interesting character in a way that his purpose within the show, which is kind of to be to be annoying and to sort of really stick by these values that he's got, or the values that he sees, which is like starting again and doing all this other kind of stuff. Do you know? He's stuck to his guns, and that's the character that he is. So, yeah, I mean, his ideas are completely insane and stupid, but of course, you know, that's just how he feels as a character. But even him talking to Dakota later on in the episode, and saying about, because she says, you know, why were you in prison? Because I think we all kind of wanted to know that as viewers as well. And he just basically says, yeah, there's some people got in my way, I killed them, and that was pretty much that. Again, lines up to what his character is all about. He'll just do what he feels he needs to do to get what he needs to out of this world, I suppose. And yeah, so there you go. One thing I want to point out that he said to Alicia in the episode as well, but by the way, sorry, just going back a little bit, back to the prison scene, I did like, there was a small zombie set piece. There was like a couple of walkers that were sort of breaking out within a prison, which I think is kind of a cool idea. Reminded me a little bit of season 4 of The Walking Dead, when they had like that 4 or 5 episode arc of the infection thing within the prison. That was obviously a lot more expanded than what this is. This was just basically like a cold open kind of thing. So it was pretty good. So one thing I want to kind of call him out for, I mean, there's a lot of things I want to call him out for, but he says to Alicia in this episode, oh, I didn't lie to you. He did lie to her, because when he goes to this cemetery thing, and he pulls out like of the coffin or whatever that's supposed to have his mum in it, and he goes, oh, this is excuse me, And he goes, "This is my mother." And then later on in the episode, Cole threatens him by saying, "Hey, I'm basically going to just sort of like, you know, destroy the your mother's corpse kind of thing by obviously shooting it with his shotgun." And he's like not bothered about it. And then says, "Oh, that's not my mother. My mother's buried somewhere else." So yeah, you did lie to Alicia, just not about what you thought you lied about, I suppose. I was a tiny bit confused by that scene in a way, but it's him kind of trying to, I suppose, lie his way out of the situation, I suppose. So, yeah, that was, and then he did like kiss that Walker at one point. That was a bit weird. So yeah, well, not even Walker's, it's just a corpse, wasn't it? So anyway, so that was kind of interesting. Yeah, let's take a quick break. We'll talk about some other stuff as well, including some more stuff from maybe the end of the episode. But in the meantime, let's do some housekeeping. See you for that in a minute. Hi there, and thanks very much for listening. Today I'm here to tell you about our two different affiliate links, the first of which is our Amazon affiliate link. That's where you can shop on Amazon. We can get a small cut of what you spend, but it won't cost you anything extra. So whether you're getting a gift for somebody else or treating yourself, or maybe both depending on the occasion, we can get a small cut of what you spend, but it won't cost you extra. You can find the link to our Amazon affiliate link in your show notes. The second affiliate link for today is our Kualu affiliate link. If you want to get started with a website and a domain name of your choice, you can simply sign up with Kualu using the link in the show notes. They also have a live chat support system that's in the bottom right hand corner as well. So if you need help with getting set up, Kualu will be able to help you with that as well. The links for both of these can be found in your show notes for Kualu and the Amazon affiliate link. If you would like to get the ad-free versions of Entertainment Talks podcast and support us along the way, you can simply sign up over on our Patreon page. You can sign up either as a creator or as a patron. There's no difference there for the time being. And you can get your ad-free podcasts over there. It's a great way to support us on Entertainment Talk and to get rid of the ads and get your ad-free podcasts. You can also support Entertainment Talk on Patreon at the $3 level tier. This gets you a chance to request a review from us of your favorite TV show or film, but it's one per month, so one TV show or film review per month. It's up to you which one you want to choose. We will watch a few episodes of the TV show that you choose, or of course if it's a film, we'll just watch that film and we will review that for you on that month. And then when it gets to the next month, you can request a new TV show or a film review of your choice. That's $3 level tier. That does also of course include your ad-free podcasts for the month as well. Thank you very much for listening and enjoy the rest of the show. Alright, recently on Entertainment Talk, Man United beat Wolves by 2-1 on the final day of the Premier League. There is one more big game left to be played of this 2020-21 season, and it's a cup final game. Man United will be playing in the Europa League final Wednesday night at 8 o'clock against Villarreal. I'm both nervous and excited. Hopefully the team turns up and plays really well. So that will be within about 2 days' time, depending on when you listen to this. So that should be fun, should be interesting, should be exciting. It's the first cup final for the United cast to cover. We've made it to like semi-finals and quarter-finals since the United cast started, which was last season. So yeah, not quite made it this far. Hopefully we can celebrate on the podcast winning a trophy. We'd like to win some of the other better trophies, but a trophy's a trophy. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how the team gets on. But yeah, that wraps up the season. Man United did finish second in the Premier League, unfortunately not winning the Premier League. That was Manchester City that did that. I did a film review, speaking of zombies, if you like some other stuff, and if you like Zack Snyder, he's released his Netflix film, which is also available in certain cinemas, Army of the Dead. It's available on Netflix now. I gave it a don't skip rating. I thought it had a lot of good ideas, a lot of really cool stuff going for it. I just thought the pacing for it wasn't quite that great, a little bit slow in certain places. But I talked about that if you want to listen to me talk about that. And if you haven't seen the film, there is a spoiler-free section at the start as well. Analyzing Television, Episode 11, talking about Netflix's quantity over quality problem at the moment, which was caused by some problems in 2020, which has kind of led into some problems for 2021. So talking about the kind of the state of Netflix and what they've been releasing lately and that sort of thing. So talking about that. Analyzing Television, Episode 10, talking about the brilliant Apple TV Plus. So flipping the script a little bit and talking about what Apple TV Plus is doing right, the content that I've liked and watched and enjoyed on their service and what I think they're doing that's really good, and just talking about the good service that is Apple TV Plus as well. So there's that to talk about. I did a podcast talking about the excellent return of 90s video games. We've had a lot of remasters and remakes of a lot of 90s PS1 games. Crash, Abe, Spyro, and a whole bunch of others as well, including, if you like your zombies, Resident Evil 2 and 3 have also been remastered / remade for the current generation. I think it's a great idea for a lot of different reasons to see these games make a comeback, and it's not just been the case that they come back, they've also been really, really good, most of those games. So I talked about that. Attached to that was my review, or one of the reasons I did that was my review as well for Oddworld Soulstorm, which I gave a must play rating to. Really, really enjoyed it. That's the remake of the second Abe game, which was previously called Oddworld Abe's Exodus. So that is the sequel. Breaking Bad, the newest one we've done, is season 2, episode 6. We'll be covering episode 7 this week. That will be on Wednesday as normal. So there's that. Gaming Talk last week, we talked about Oddworld's future, the franchise itself, possible animated TV series and more games and other things like that. We talked about Ubisoft and they're changing the way they're doing games going forward, and talked a bunch about some PlayStation 5 stuff as well. And that's pretty much what we've been doing on entertainmenttalk.org and on podcast platforms. You can find us on podcast platforms by searching for Entertainment Talk. Let's get back to the episode itself. So I talked about a few interesting zombie set pieces. There was, I would say there's probably two of them. There's like the car crash one, and then there was the one where Alicia was about to get shot, and Dakota and everybody else was about to get shot, and then they sort of intervened with the situation. Again, not the greatest zombie set pieces, but they were pretty good. So I found them more just sort of entertaining fun to add to the episode. plus, in terms of the whole survival thing I've talked about before, you know, there's a bunch of characters, a few of them being held at gunpoint, a few zombies or walkers decide to make their way in. Characters have got to make a lot of decisions from that point, and I enjoyed seeing that aspect of the episode as well. So, speaking of Cole, returning character, I don't remember him at all. I don't know if I'm supposed to remember his other crew that was with him as well, which basically they pretty much all died by the end of the episode. But yeah, he kind of comes back, he sort of saves the day a little bit, and because that was after the car had swerved, because it got punctured tire, which we found out was done from his group anyway. And then Alicia's like, oh, it's you, and then, you know, he says they say the same thing to each other, oh, it's you, kind of, you know, surprised in that. I thought I was supposed to recognize him, but I just didn't. I mean, it's been a minute or so since we did the whole stadium storyline. That was, what, 2 seasons ago, maybe 3 seasons ago, you know, the whole Madison dying, if she is actually dead. And the whole sort of, like, the stadium caught fire, and then this group was left to sort of do whatever. No, I don't remember them. I don't remember them at all. I remember there was other characters there. It wasn't just, like, that family, because Nick was alive back then as well. Because if we remember in that scene, Madison, who was surrounded by walkers, and probably shouldn't have survived, but might have, we'll have to see if she comes back into the show. Nick and Alicia were in the back of that van, weren't they? And they got driven away from the scene. So yeah, Nick. So there was 3 of the of that family left. So yeah, but no, I don't remember that far back in terms of this, like, other group and who Cole was. So no, I wasn't really sort of like, oh, it's him, he's back. I had no idea who he was really. So anyway, but yeah, that happened in the episode. And then we have kind of the end of parts of the episode as well, which is, you know, Alicia being taken hostage again. Dakota's kind of, like, changed her mind again. Odd thing from the end of the episode. So Lisa points the shotgun at, sorry, not a shotgun, the pistol, or the revolver, whatever, at, oh God, what's his name? At, it's not Riley, is it? Where's his name gone? Teddy, there we go. Pointed it at his head, and then Dakota threatens Alicia and says, like, hey, I'm on his side. Obviously, she still can't be trusted. So speaking of untrustworthy characters, Dakota points the gun at Alicia. She then gets the walkie-talkie off of Teddy. And then radios Victor, of all people, who I still don't think can be trusted, because he's shown that multiple times before. And I think if Victor was to become a character that was trustworthy, he'd have to do a few more things, at least in my opinion. So it's just interesting that out of all the cast, out of all the characters that could have been on the other end of that radio, it was Victor. I know they've tried. I know that Victor and Alicia have tried to have like a partnership, not a relationship, like a partnership in terms of working together in the past. So maybe it's to do with something like that. But I thought, oh great, you know, it's Victor on the other end. He's just still not very. Very trustworthy. So that was a little bit unlucky. Obviously, she kind of gets that last messaging about kind of what's going on. And then they take her back hostage and put her in this underground bunker. Teddy and Riley's plan then is to use this key, the key that's been like important since Morgan got it early on in the season. Get that. Launch a nuclear missile, and then the whole end is the beginning can be a thing, and then everybody hides in the people from Teddy and Riley's group, which I guess would now consist of Alicia, would be, and Dakota probably as well, I would guess, are going to hide in this underground bunker and then just start again with that little group of people. Or I mean we don't know how big that group is actually, do we? I don't think. But it's a decent sized group, I suppose. Obviously that can't happen, because then what, you'd kill off what, Morgan and Dwight and June and, you know, Victor and everybody else. So yeah, they're gonna have to see. It's gonna be interesting to see how that's stopped. Or like, okay, if the character does manage to actually put a key in that thing and like turn it and activate the thing, what do you do then? Do you have the situation where like everybody would rush to the bunker, I suppose, and have one big finale climactic kind of thing? I don't know, that would be very interesting. That would be very interesting to see how that goes. So obviously, if the key doesn't get put into whatever socket it needs to, then you don't really need to worry quite so much. So, we shall see. By the way, one other reason I really love this episode as well is because I think that Alicia is Fear the Walking Dead's best character. By, I'd say, quite a distance. Although, you know, John, obviously, he's not in the show anymore. June, I really do like a lot. Dwight's alright. Morgan could be a better character if the character was changed slightly. Because his whole sort of like flip flop between I have to clear and then, you know, all life is precious is kind of stupid for that character. I think the character was better before that happened to him. So, because then he does all his speeches about like, oh, you should be this and I should be that and this is life and whatever else. So, yeah, that's another reason I think that this episode's pretty good. Is because she's in it and she's a brilliant character. So, and it's just been a shame that she's not. I don't know if I'll actually do this. I'd love to count, like, go through each episode, like all 16 episodes for this season, and count, do like a character count for each episode. Like, how many episodes was John in? How many episodes was June in? How many episodes was Alicia in? I don't know if I'll actually do that. I'd just be curious to see, like, Alicia and Morgan, who to me are kind of the two main characters, and who the story's been sort of split between, apart from the Daniel episode, which did have Morgan in it anyway. How many episodes they've been in each? I would take a guess to say that Alicia's probably been in half the season, maybe. So about 8 or 10 episodes. Obviously 8 is actually half. But I'd say about 8 to 10 episodes Alicia's been in. I'd be shocked if she's been in more than that. I mean, there was a two episode stretches where she's not been in the season. So that's 4 episodes. And then Morgan, I think Morgan was in all those episodes. So that was 4 for him. Because even in like the John episode, Morgan was in that one. I can't think of any episodes that haven't got one of those two characters in. Obviously, like slightly earlier on, they were both in some of the episodes. I can't think of any like character focused episodes that didn't have them involved. Because as I said, even the Daniel episode, which Alicia wasn't in, she was off on a supply run or whatever. That had Morgan in it. And then when you think of the, was it the Wes episode where he met his brother? Alicia was in that one. So, when I mention those are the main two characters, that's why. Because those are the only two characters that are sort of consistently in the show. So, anyway, that's my kind of my thoughts on the episode. In terms of what I think will happen next week. I haven't seen any sort of promo. Surely we've got to get back to, I mean, that was kind of a good little sort of, with Alicia radioing Victor, because we haven't seen him and Daniel since Daniel's kind of like episode, which was 3 or 4 episodes ago, was it? Daniel's episode, where they kind of like, you know, showed his mental state and that kind of thing. So that could be a good sort of clue in to go back to see what they've been doing, because there's been a few episodes since then. Again, this is the problem with not using an ensemble cast, which is that you don't see people for 2-3 episodes. That's a problem. So, anyway, I mean, how many main characters did we have in this episode? 5? I mean, Riley's kind of in this episode. Cole, I wouldn't count him as a main character. Teddy, it's really 3 main characters, isn't it, in this episode? Teddy, Alicia, and Dakota. The other 2 that you've kind of got is Riley that you see at the start, and Cole, who's sort of like, I guess, the villain technically of the episode. So yeah, this episode really just had 3 main characters, didn't it? Because even the start of the episode with the outbreak thing, that was Teddy. So yeah. So anyway, let me know what you think of the episode. Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, Twitter eTalkUK. There's a contact page and information in your show notes. So let me know what you think of the episode. 2 to go. I did hear that there was a break coming up. Let's see, 20th. Oh, it's got the Thursday dates for this. 20th of May. 3rd of June. And then the 3rd. So that's the next week. And then the 13th of June. Wait, the 13th of June? That's the Sunday. Anyway, I did hear there was supposed to be like a 1 week break for some reason in this season, but I can't quite see that on the calendar, because the episodes on AMC Plus go out on Thursdays, don't they? So if you take this one, it says the 20th of May, which was last week Thursday, and then obviously aired the 23rd on the AMC normal, whatever, and then obviously we got it on the 24th. And then the next one, this is going from IMDb, episode 15, says 3rd of June, that's next week on, oh no. No, because it would have said 27th otherwise, wouldn't it? So maybe there's no episode next week then? I'm just trying to work this out because there's a different like Thursday thing or whatever. So 20th of June and then, yeah, 3rd of June. And then the 13th of June, which is a Sunday. I don't know why it would say Sunday for that. But yeah, it doesn't say the 30th of May or the 27th of May, which I think would be when the next one goes out. So maybe there's no episode next week. So we'll see anyway. Obviously, you'll know if there is, because, well, first of all, you would have seen it, and second of all, there may or may not be a podcast. Because obviously, if there's no episode, I just won't do a podcast. I mean, what would I talk about anyway? So yeah, we'll see what happens with that. Let me know what you think. Like I said, methodentertainmenttalk.org, Twitter, eTalkUK, contact page information in your show notes. That's it for this week. If you want to find everything else that we do, entertainmenttalk.org, TV, video games, films, and Manchester United podcast. So please check all that out. If you'd like to support what we do here on Entertainment Talk, that would be great as well. A few different options for you. You can either listen to more of our episodes that we've done on entertainmenttalk.org, or you can search for us on podcast platforms if you'd like to do that. Entertainment Talk on there. Word of mouth and social media, you can simply let people know about the content, what we do, where they can find it, and all that other good stuff. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, different Facebook groups, you can either share or retweet the links, or copy and paste them and put them in whatever links on different social media platforms. So you can do that as well. Patreon as well, $1, $3 level tiers. Ad-free podcast review options if you'd like to do that. So that would be cool. David is posting TV and film news over on Geektown, geektown.co.uk, and Geektown Radio for TV and film news as well. So if you want to find out more about the world of Walking Dead news and that sort of thing, there is, of course, the recent change. If some of you didn't know, The Walking Dead, the main show in the UK, is not going to be airing on Fox UK because the channel's getting deleted. It's going to be on Star, which is part of Disney Plus. That's not going to be for Fear the Walking Dead. That's just for the main show, The Walking Dead, from August. So a bit of a change there. If you want to read about that, you can find that on geektown.co.uk, Geektown Radio. Those come out on Tuesdays. Look out for those on Tuesdays as well. Bex is streaming daily pretty much over on Twitch, TristaBytes, doing lots and lots of really good stuff over there. You can go and give her a follow over there if you want to as well. You should go and give her a follow anyway, and you'll be notified when she goes live. Does lots of cool stuff as well. You can also follow me on Twitch if you'd like to do that. eTalkUK on there. I'm streaming Last of Us 2 gameplay at the moment. You can find a whole bunch of them archived on YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays. You can find all the other streams that I've archived recently on Entertainment Talk Plays on YouTube as well. So if you've missed any of the other ones, the Old World Soulstorm and all those other sorts of ones as well, you can do that. And that's everything. I may or may not see you next week. I mean, we'll have the other podcast, Gaming Talk, Breaking Bad, all that kind of thing. And of course, the Europa League final review on Wednesday as well. But in terms of next week, I may or may not be here because there may or may not be an episode. I could use a little break from the show, to be honest. But anyway, I mean, this episode was good. It was all right. So there's that. But two more episodes to go. We'll see what the hell they come up with. I'll catch you then. Goodbye. Thanks for listening.